Hey, I lost you again, I guess. Sorry about that.
That's right. I could hear you fine, but you couldn't hear me for some reason.
Oh, okay.
But sounds like you can hear me now. So, no, as far as rates go, you're right. I mean, they're going to look at your industry type, time of business. Sounds like you've got a good established business with a lot of contracts in place. They're going to like that. The fact that, you know, our reference was off of Financial Pacific for that equipment purchase you had, so they gave us a good reference. We actually syndicate through them, so that's something I want. My underwriter is going to see that and say, hey, this client had worked with you before. Syndicate, meaning we work with FinPac. That's their short name in the lending world, Financial Pacific, and we can see, you know, that you're already an established customer with them. We can get lower cost than they actually get in-house even, because we basically put all of our money into a pot together and we're able to basically lend together. It's kind of how the lending world works in some cases. So no, I think that we should be able to put you in a good situation. As far as those trailers go, we can bundle that into one loan for you. You know, 9 times 3 is 27, so you're looking at right around probably $30,000 or so with taxes and everything included.
Well, there's no tax in Connecticut on that. It's crazy.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, any, even though we're the highest damn tax state next to Hawaii, but anything in Connecticut that's 26,001 pounds, truck or trailer, there's no tax.
Really? That's good to know.
Oh,
for people
gosh.
To go buy some.
Oh, but here's the downside. I have a federal DOT number, so I'm telling you now, well, we register the trailers in Maine, which is totally legal. It's $15 a year in Maine or $1,800 a year in Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
Mike, you're probably familiar with triaxle dump trucks?
Yes.
My triaxles in Connecticut are $1,800 a year.
Wow. That's crazy.
And then, you don't even know. I mean, what's even nuts is Connecticut being the insurance capital of the country, the reason we went to Massachusetts location also, and, you know, spread out through New England, is the simple fact that if I have the Hartford in Connecticut and I register and insure my truck in Connecticut, it costs me $3,500. If I register and insure the same truck through the Massachusetts branch, it's $1,500. Same company.
Wow.
Because Mass is regulated, Connecticut is not. It's absolutely cuckoo.
Well, that's good to know, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as far as those traders goes, we can give you a term like you're probably comparable or used to. It's going to be anywhere from 2 to 5 years. I'll let you pick which term you want to go with and kind of go from there. Obviously, the shorter term, you're going to save yourself a little because you're not paying interest over a longer amount of time.
Right. Now, there's no early payment penalties.
No, it's pretty much just like the loan you had with Financial Pacific. I mean, I can give you some options as far as a buyout goes. You can either do a dollar buyout at the end, or you can just do what's called an equipment finance agreement, which means that you own the equipment off the bat. We just hold the title until it's paid for, and then there's no buyout or anything at the end. You know, so however you want to go about that. But
You know what I do is I always check with my accountant depending on what's the advantage of the leasing in this year or that. You know what I mean? It's cuckoo the way it changed stupid tax laws. Some years, I remember certain years, we'd spend up to $450,000. We could write off in the same year and then drop down $25,000.
Right. So you're familiar then with this Section 179, so you're able to write that. Usually it's around 33% of the value of the equipment. You're able to write off off the bat. So you figure it's a win-win, and also it stays off your personal credit, so it's not something that's going to report, if you...
Right, yep.
Yeah, if you go to purchase a house or a car or something like that, they're not going to say, hey, your debt-to-income ratio is way too high. You've got $27,000 worth of trailers on your credit. It's knocking your debt-to-income ratio out of whack, so it doesn't reflect on that. So, yeah, we're familiar with all that. We try to give our clients the best options for the best tax write-off benefits, being that all we do is work with small to mid-sized companies anyway. We understand that you guys get hammered as it is, so...
Oh.
Try to help you.
Now, can you email me like an app?
Yeah, absolutely.
How does that work?
Yeah, I'll just email it over to you, Todd. What's a good email address for you?
NES is in Sam, AIM LLC at gmail.com.
Gmail.com. So NES AIM LLC at gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, and as far as the working capital goes, if you want to look into that, the way those loans work is we'll lend up to 10% of your annual sales over a term of anywhere from... So if you're factoring now, factoring is great. We won't want to take that away from you. It works in your industry, obviously. It's not something that we would have to... You wouldn't have to get rid of your factoring loan to work with us. But our working capital loans are a little different. They're unsecured. They're not attached to any assets or collateral. So with that being said... To get the relationship started, they can be a little expensive to get going. So usually what I recommend for my clients is that you have a good use for the funds. Like maybe if you're starting a job and you need some materials, you know you're going to make 20% profit on that job and the loan itself is 15 cents on the dollar or something like that, then obviously it's a win-win for you. But the cool thing about these loans... Yeah, so the cool thing about them is that once you're 50% paid in, you know, you're halfway paid in, you're eligible for more funds at a lower cost and a longer term. And they also will give you benefits to pay it off early. So if you want to pay it off early, if you close a couple jobs up and you just don't want to, you know, have money that you're paying on.
Now these aren't daily loans, are they?
They could be. I mean, I don't know what it ends up being as far as the payback, whether it's daily, weekly, or monthly until I get the approval, unfortunately. That's something that underwriting looks at. I mean, they've evolved. I've been doing this for quite a while now. They've evolved from being as short as 2 to 4 months originally. Now we've got terms up to, you know, 36 months, 3 years. Realistically, when you first get established, though, I wouldn't...
No, they're going to do it the shortest, the highest, and
Not always, but, you know, it's probably going to be around anywhere from 6 months to maybe 14 months in length, and you'll probably be anywhere from, like, 15 cents to 30 cents on the dollar at a fixed cost, so it's not compounding or accruing any more interest by any means over time. And if, like I said, if you are able to pay it off early, they will give you some early payoff benefits. I had one gentleman that just qualified for 25% early payoff benefit. Sometimes it'll just be a early payoff on the remaining costs, the remaining stream of payments, up to like 6%, which doesn't sound like a lot, but if you do the math on it, it actually adds up to quite a bit. So, and these loans also stay off your personal credit as well. So, tell what your revenue was last year?
920.
Okay.
920,000.
So you'll probably qualify for... They'll probably just round it up to around 100,000. I'd say anywhere from 75,000 to 100,000 in working capital.
Yeah, we're only looking for 25 to 50, so...
Okay, so you'll definitely, you know, should definitely qualify for that amount. I don't see why you wouldn't. But if you want to look into that as well, I'd recommend you do the equipment financing first, you know, look into the trailers, just because I don't like to have two on the same radar for one client. It's, underwriting gets confused. The equipment financing is a little... Especially with titled trailers and stuff like that, it can be a little bit longer of a process. I can do a working capital loan sometimes in 3 days. It's a pretty quick turnaround on those.
Wow.
But what I'll do is I can ask for all the items I'll need for both loans, and then I'll just do the equipment for you first. And then once we get that, where I basically have documents out on that for you and you're happy with the cost and everything, then I can knock out the working capital for you. And 25 to 50,000 won't be a problem.
Okay. All right. If you want to send me that stuff, I appreciate it. We'll go on it.
Sure. Sounds like a plan, Todd. You've probably got my direct number a couple times from your call ID, so that's my direct number. My name's Dennis, and all my contact information will be on my email as well.
Thank you, Dennis.
You too, bud. I'll talk to you soon, Todd. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.